Have you ever played Three Card Monty? It's a infamous card game played to dupe unsuspecting players.
Eyes on the queen, Dave. Might be a lucky day.
Three cards are placed face down on a table, and all you have to do is keep track of one of them after a short, simple shuffle. If you find it, you win. If you don't, you lose. And you always lose.
And he lost £20. It's unfortunate. Don't worry. The dealer was feeling generous.
And you're always surprised. You're certain that you knew where the card was. It seemed so real. Surely your eyes didn't trick you. Well, the theme of this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is discerning the imaginary from the actual, the temporary from the everlasting, and the fleeting from the eternal. So to begin your meditation, just slip into a time and a place where you can be quiet and still with a very real and present and eternal God. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Romans chapter 8. Just respond, Lord God, keep my eyes on what is eternal. Hope in God is what saves us, but if we already have what we hope for, there's no need to keep on hoping. Lord, keep my eyes on what is eternal. We hope for something we have not yet seen, and we patiently wait for it. Lord, keep my eyes on what is eternal. In certain ways, we are weak, but the Spirit is here to help us. Lord, keep my eyes on what is eternal. And when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit prays for us in ways that cannot be put into words. So, Lord God, keep my eyes on what is eternal. This time in Christian meditation aims to deepen your union with the eternal God. So spend a few moments now in silent contemplation as the Holy Spirit fixes your gaze on what is unseen. The silence continue now as you focus on your breathing, your unseen breath. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take three deep, slow breaths from your belly. Your breath is spirit, unseen but seen, invisible but present. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, keep my eyes on what is eternal. With each deep belly breath that you take, be mindful of breathing the unseen but present breath of God. Rest here breathing peacefully. Lord God, keep my eyes on what is eternal. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit continuing to open your eyes to what is unseen. With your eyes closed, what do you sense that you can't see? What do you feel where you're sitting? What do you smell or hear? will experience God in what you can't see. Your mind may wander as you encounter Him in many different ways, and I give you that permission, but return to your breathing and keeping your eyes on the eternal. Now in continued silence, listen to the first of three readings, each reading blooming from the seed of the first. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal words from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 in the New Living Translation. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. What did you hear? What about this passage did the Holy Spirit want you to hear? After pausing a bit longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? How things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Just rest here in longer divine contemplation. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Well, let your mind drift through what is temporary. What around you is fleeting, like a mist, here and then gone. Well, let the Spirit guide you through what is short-lived around you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the contemporary English version. We never give up. Our bodies are gradually dying, but we ourselves are being made stronger each day. These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. Things that are seen don't last forever, but things that are not seen are eternal. That's why we keep our minds on the things that cannot be seen. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, watch the magician on the street again, his skillful hands manipulating, distracting, making the unreal seem real, the imaginary seem realistic. How do you feel being tricked? Putting your hope in what you were certain was true, only to find it false. How did it feel? And where do you feel it? As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. Have your eyes played tricks on you recently? Is there something in your life that you were certain is true that you found to be false? Something permanent that you found to be fleeting? Well, contemplate your present reality and how an unseen God is all that you need to see. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Just whispered, unseen breaths. Let that be your meditation, whether at the dawn or dusk. Lord, keep my eyes on what is eternal. Let that be the word the Spirit uses to guide you. Eternal. And let me pray now that you remember your momentary light affliction is producing for you an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So you do not focus on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And in doing so, may the Lord bless you, favor you, and cover you with His shield. May He direct your steps and bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work and dwell in the house of the Lord forever with Christ. Amen. So in the days or even moments ahead, you will likely realize something certain is false. Something permanent is fleeting. But be reminded to let the false and fleeting turn your gaze towards the certainty and the permanence of God. Also, Resolve to consider how God might use you to reflect His eternity into the life of another. Contemplate how God might sow eternity into a friend or stranger through you. So when you're ready, whether at the day spring or nightfall, expect to face what's fleeting, but then see what's everlasting, and there encounter God.